Sogt der Mishnah, daf petes omet beis, the top of the omet. Hamemane imoy ache bechelkoi, rashoim b'nei chabura litin lo yeshaloi. If someone, you have a chabura, you have 10 people. One of the b'nei chabura that are eating a Korban Pesach is memane others after they're ready to have a chabura. He says, you know what, I want this person to join us. So he doesn't have to have permission from the other people in the chabura. So the B'nai Chabura can tell him, you know what? Take your portion and please go and take yourself and remove yourself from our Chabura. Meaning, since we're going now, Rashi explains, that at one Korban Pesach is Nechal Beis Chaburas, you want to be with this guy? Okay, make yourself a new group. So that means it's one Korban Pesach, but it's Nechal Beis Chaburas. I'm telling you, okay, we don't want this guy in our group. So you wanted to have, give him part of your, of the food, part of the carbon. So split, make yourself another chabura. Hamemane imoy ache bechelgi. If someone's memane, someone else with him in his chelek, gashoyim b'nei chabura, the other b'nei chabura can tell him, liten lo yishaloi, take your portion. V'oichem yishaloi, v'en oichem yishalein. We have our chabura, you have your chabura. It's a raya that two chaburas, in Pesach echad in one carbon. Zog Rashi, Hamemana Achim Apischoi, Echim Ibn Echabura, Shehim Nacherim Imoi, Al Chelkoi, Beloy Das Chabura. So then when they find out about this, Rashoin Loimele, they can tell him, Toil Chelkoi, take your share, Vitseve Echel Atova Chaburoscho, and go eat and you with your Chnu Chabrusa, as Chelkoi the Isle, your Chelk that you have, Lahait. So Eschelkoi, the Isle Lahaitana, this Tana holds, Pesach nechal beis chaburus. Because if Pesach is not nechal beis chaburus, you can't create two chaburus for one Korban Pesach. So it must be holds like that. Zok di Gemara, ibayelu bnei chaburus shayodu shalechot men yofois. If you have bnei chabura, and lo and behold, one of the people is someone who likes to eat a lot. Zok Rashi, yodis yofois lishne ba'aliyah. It's a shein aloshin memayel lechol harbe. By the time they're taking a few bites of the meat, he's ready devouring half the steak. So it's not a fair splitting. We're having a chabura. We're supposed to equally have a chelik. This person has echad men yofos, yadu shlech men yofos. Zog demori bailu the following question: Bnei chabura shu yadu shlech men yofos. Could they now also tell him, please part? Bishlema, when a new guy joined without any knowledge, you can say, okay, we don't want you, part. Could you also say that when a guy that you agreed to, and now you suddenly realize he has a big appetite? Ibailu. B'nei chabura shayadu shlecha men yofois ma'u shayom eloi. Could they also tell him, toil chelkho, take your share, v'tzei, and also leave? Mi amrina, do we say, motzi omalei? Meaning, do we say that he can tell them back, hokabilton, you accepted me. I was part of the process of this, your decision making. Who should be part of chabura? You accepted me. I made the cut, so we can't just get rid of me now. No, they can say motzi lememalei ki kabiran. When we accepted you was what litikune zvicha. We only accepted you in order that to be mesakan the zevach. That it shouldn't be noiser. Korban Pesach is a korban that has to be eaten. You can't have a kazayis left over. Anything left over. So we took you to mesakan the zevach. But in order, in the mere fact that you're eating more than us, for that we would never have accepted you. So Mela, we wouldn't have accepted you. Yes, we accepted you. We accepted you litkune, but not laafse, not in order to mess up and to eat more than we are. Now Rashi says over here, kabiltun, what does it mean you accepted us? Kibaltuni aleichem lechol, you accepted me to eat with you. Bechol koichi, whatever I can devour, that's my appetite. Bedomim alolu, with this money. So we see over here in this Rashi, that's the Yisoy to the Biskrov we had numerous times already, that to be part of a Korban Pesach, part of a Chabura, it's a Kenyan that you require. Not just a Kenyan, it isn't even a Kenyan Domim. Here Rashi says clearly, Bedomim alolu, with this money. Now if you look in the Rebbeinu Chananel, the top of Rebbeinu Chananel, he also has this Mashmois. Masnisin hamamane achirim al chelkoi rashoin liten lem es chelkoi pirush shloishish in israbru. Three people got together. V'konu pesach v'omer echad men, and one of them said la'achirim tnu li mois ubo v'ochli imi b'chelkoi tnu li mois. One of them tells someone else v'omer echad la'achirim tnu li mois. One guy that's part of chabura sells his share. Tnu li mois, give me money Ubava achni mi bichelki, and come join me. So then Rashaim and Echabura Loimar, they can tell him, they can tell the third person, Uloitzim Chabusin, go have your own Chabura. The lichale, the lace of Inish Nucho, we don't want a stranger, part of our Chabura. Oh, so we see again the same Yisoid. How does he go get someone else to join? Zog de Menachanano, Tnu li Mois. So we see it's a Kenyan Mois. How else is he going to join? By what are you getting this other person to join? So it's Nuli Mois. So again, the Gemara Suffolk is when someone is Echad Men Yofois, one of them is Yadav is Yofois, he has a big appetite. Could he say to them, you accepted me? So no backsies? Or they can say, no, we accepted you Litkune Zvucha, in order that it shouldn't be Noiser. So Gash Litkune Zvicha, Sheloye Noiser. We evaluated you like a person that eats like any normal person, not someone that devours the whole meal. So in Mela, the whole accepting was not with this das. We never mekabel you. Zok the Mor Toshma being the following raya. Hamemane achegim imoy al chelkoi. If someone is memane others on his chelik, our Mishnah. He gets someone else to join. The Chabura can tell him, take your chelek, and split. My timer, what's the reason? When we have another person that joins, we look at it like Medai and Yofos. You were part of a Chabura. Now you invited someone else. That person, we look at it as if you are someone that eats more than your regular share. So just like in our Mishnah we said, that you can tell him split. So who are then? By someone who suddenly has Echad Men Yadayim Yofos, you can tell him split. So we're comparing the two things. My time, Elam Mishum Dav Alek Yadayim Shlech Men Yofos. Now, V'Yisak Adaytach Yodis Yofos Motzi Omelu Kim Beltinun. And if you're going to tell me Yodis Yofos, the guy can say back, you accepted me, too bad. I passed the test to be part of the Chabura. So now I have a high key on this office. So how could they tell this guy that invited someone else, go split? It's like Yodav Yofa, it's too bad, you accepted me. So the Gemara says, no, you can't compare the two cases. Amri, loy, deyo shiny. There's a fundamental difference between someone who brings someone else aboard, and when you bring someone else aboard, you can say, our Mishnah says, go split and have your own chabura, versus someone who's the same people, just you suddenly realize he has a greater appetite than you. So day is the shiny. When you have deyos, when you have another person, the Mishnah Taka says, I can tell you to leave. And you can't say, no, you accepted me, so I'm here to stay. No, I accepted you, but not another person with you. So deyos Taka, we can say leave. Mashenken Yodis Yofos, we have no raya to the question, if a guy suddenly eats more than the other people, we can't suddenly tell him to leave. Zog the Gemara, Amri loy, deyos shiny, the inami tavayu kechad b'mnei chaburuhu da achli, the inami tavayu kechad b'mnei chaburuhu da achli, matzi amri le, de loy nichalon inish nucho gabon. The reason why deyos is shiny is because the inami tavayu kechad b'mnei chaburuhu da achli, even if you have two people that are eating like one, but you got someone else to join, we don't like this guy. We don't want this fellow being part of our chabura. So that's why day is a shiny. You can tell him to leave. The inami tavayik chad min chaburu da'achli. Even if he doesn't eat more, mamish like one person. Motzi amulei, they can still say the lo nichlon inish nucha gabon. We don't want the inish nucha with us. Zog Rashi, day is shiny. Ein b'nei chaburu merutzin liyot kol elu ha'deis b'chaburos. We don't want so many people in our chabura. Shema ya'akv aleim ha'suda. Too many people, it's going to be ma'akv the suda. V'loi mishum achili yaserta. Not because you're eating more. Because that's not the nekuda. El afilo le'achli kula elu kachad gavri. Even if they eat an amount of one person. Motzim akv alayu. We don't want day ashina. We don't want more people. So v'dir taki, you can say, have your own chabura and goodbye in part. V'ashenken by yodis yofos. Yodis yofos, no raya from our Mishnah. Because over there, it's not a day of shiny. Not only we can say kabaltin. Zok di gomor toshma. I'll bring you a raya. Hashamish. Now, there is a fundamental difference you have to understand, because by another person, you don't have this tzad. What are the two tzadim by Yodis Yofos? On the one hand, you accepted me, And on the other hand, oh, I accepted you to be misakin, that shouldn't be noiser. Not that you should devour more than everyone else. So at least there's a svara to say you accepted me. By deos, there's no svara you can say you accepted me. I never accepted this person. This person was never part of chabura. So over here, it's taka, a much bigger chiddush to say, that's what Yitaka can say, you can part. Yitaka can't say kabal tinun. Zog the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you the following raya. We had earlier, Daf Peivov, Hashamish Ocha Kazayis Bosor, Bitzara Tanur. If the Shamish, you have to eat in one Chabura, you can't go to a different place. So if the Shamish started eating from the part of the Chabura, by the Tzara the Tanur, where he's serving in the kitchen, Imoya Pikeach, if he's smart, he can't continue eating in the place where he serves. So if he's smart, Mimalek Kresim Mimenu, he eats and satiates himself from the Korban Pesach in that place, because once he leaves, he can't eat over there. Mimalek Kresim Mimenu. Now, if the Bnei Chabura want to be nice, if God's Bnei Chabura lasses Toivim Imoy, Boin V'yoshim B'tzidoy, they join him before they started the meal, so he won't be sitting alone. V'oichlin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what do we see over here? That they can join him, Rotsu in, Loi Rotsu Loi. It's only if they want to be nice. If they want to join the Shamish, they can join him. But if they don't want to, they're not mechuyev to. V'amai, why do we say if they don't want to, they don't have to? Neim Elohu Hokabiltun. He can say to them, one second, you accepted me as one of the Bnei Chabura, so you have to join me. Just like we say in Svara now, in Yodis Yofis, that I can eat more than you, because you mekabel me. So, just like a guy can say, you have to accept it, like it or not, you accepted me, and that means with my appetite. So the Shamash should say, you accepted me, well my place of the meal is by the Tanur, so come join me. So the Gemara wants to bring a riot, just like they're not mechuyev to join him, it's only im rotsu, they don't have to do something out of their comfort zone and join him, so adin, they're not mechuyev to mekabel someone that eats more than the regular share. We're comparing the two sugyas. Just like they're not mechuyev to join the Shamish, if they don't want to, if lo rotsu, they're not comfortable, they don't want to go out of my comfort zone, so too, they're not mechuyev to mekabel someone that eats money yofa, that has a greater appetite than them. So we see, Zakti Gemara, Rotsu in Rotsu Loi, by my name, Luhu Hokabiltun. Zakti Gemara, Shiny Hosom, the Amrilei, Ki Kablinoch, Adaiten in Itrachinu Kamoch. When we accepted you in the Chabura, you know we accepted you? That you should serve us, not that we should serve you. What do you mean we should come to you? Anayev, Oilam Afuchos. The Shamish is the one that's calling the shots. Ki Kablinoch, Adaiten in Itrach Kamoch, that you should shamish us, that we should serve you and come to you, for that we're never mekabel. So stam there's no raya from this whole sugya of shamish. Zog demar toshma, b'nei chabura shor yodu shalechem en yofois, says clearly in the braisa, if one of the people in the chabura had a greater appetite than the other ones, rashoyin loymalei, they can tell him, toil chel kechovitzei, please pack your bags, take your share, and leave. Regular during the year, not do it Korban Pesach. You have five people get together. They make a siboilis. They make a suda together. Any Sunday afternoon. And suddenly they realize that one of them is a glut. One of them likes to eat more than the rest. He's devouring the whole barbecue. So we have a black and white. Shema mino is a raya, Zog de Gemara, that you can tell the person that eats more, even though you mekabel him, Adaita, that you should be misakin the carbon, that it shouldn't be noiser, we accepted you. But not Adaita, that you should eat more than our share and devour the carbon before us. Zog the Gemara, the Shemaim and Otsa Raya. Now Zog the Gemara brought a Raya that even regular weekday meals, siboilis, stam, people can tell the other person, split. Zog the Gemara, my veloy, what's an added chiddush that we're adding on by regular meal? Zog the Gemara, loim boy koma. Loim mi boya, not just Pesach, the motzi amgelei ki kablinoch litkunei zvicha. Bishlam by Pesach, there's a din of noiser. By regular Sunday afternoon meal, there's no noiser. So bishlam by Pesach, there's a svara I can say that you accepted me. I'm part of it. I can't part because after all, it's in order that it should become noiser. It's litkunei zvicha. Ela filisi boilis nami the tzafsa ba'almohu. Why did I invite you for the Sunday afternoon meal? Stamta, come for good company. So once you accept for company, doesn't mean I'm stuck with you. Of course, I can tell you to leave. So it's only tzavsa ba'almo. So maybe it's not such a kpeda that the guy can say you accepted me because it was misakin zevach. It wasn't misakin zevach. It was only for company. So if Yibalt was only tzav sabalma, so Rashoyin loy meloy tol chel chavetzei. So Mela, even saboilus, which is only tzav sabalma, Rashoyin loy tol chel chavetzei. Meaning, you might think that bishlema when it's a tikkun zevach, so Mela you're coming with a goyser cheshboinus that it shouldn't be noiser. So then we mekabel you litkune zevach. So then that loy mi boye, not just by Pesach where it's tikkune zevach. So over there, we can tell you to leave. But even by Siboilas Nami, which is only Tzavsa Ba'alma, so maybe it's not Shekpeda. Yes, here, not here. Who cares? Here, Pshad is it's for the Zevach. So Mele, it's because it's not for a Zevach. Who says you can leave? Still, Rashayim Lai Tol Chal Chavetzei. Zog Drashi. Litkune Zvicha Kemidas Ish Echot. It's a Metakin Zevach. Like one person, we wanted you to eat the amount of one person. That it shouldn't be noiser. But over here, it's the tzafse ba'alma. V'ikele me'emar mishum tzafse kabli alei b'chol ma'choloi. When it comes to tzafse, Rashi and Svara, when it comes to companionship, I accept you for whatever you are and whatever you eat. I like your company. I like your company. That means it's, there's pros and cons with it. I like you to be by the meal. A tzafse. Are you eating more than what I expected? That's what I accepted you for. Tzafse ba'alma. So Mamela over here, you would say maybe not. So Kamashlon, even over here, you still can say Chel Chavetzei. Rashing of Asfar Faket. By Zevach, a little different than I explained. By Zevach, the word is...
You can.
Over there, maybe, you can. Why? Because over there, I accepted you for what? I accepted you, Litkune Zvicha, Kemiras Ish Echad. Now, once you're more than Kemiras Ish Echad, I can tell you to leave. Mashing over here, I accept you for Tzafsa. The companionship you have. So why are you telling me to leave? Come Ashalon, you still can say Tzei. Iked Amri, Holoi Bayalon. This is not a question, Bichlal. Elohoch Yehudi Bayalon. The question is as follows. Bnei Chabura Rashoin L'chalik, Hoyen Rashoin L'chalik. Stam, general question. Could Bnei Chabura split or not? Could one Pesach be split into two Chaburas or not? Zog Rashi, L'Rashoin L'chalik, Pesach Bnei L'chol Echol Kelek Amigioi. There's no splitting. Zogma Toshma, I'll bring you a raya that you can't split. And your voice, it says black and white, if one of them ate more than the others, Rashay and Lomelik can tell him, tell Chel Kometzei, is Mashma Yodish Yofis in? Only because you're eating more than us, and that's why we can tell you to leave. That the question that was asked, according to this Ibar Zema, that Bnei Chabura, she Roshoyin L'chalik or not? So we bring a raya, Ein Roshoyin L'chalik, and one of the Bnei Chabura cannot enforce splitting on the others. Zokmo Rav Popov Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua, Rivu Rifte Badi Adodi. The verse says the following Maisa. Rav Popov and Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua, they were breaking bread together. They had a meal together. By the time it took for Rav Huna B'Rav Shua to eat one loaf of bread, Ochil Rav Popa Arbo, Rav Popa ate four. So he said, this is not Korban Pesach, but it's time of companionship. Omalei Plagli, give me half the meal. You're not a good companion. By the time I eat one, you're finishing four. So let me give me half the meal now already. Omalu, so Rav Popa said back, Kabilton, you accepted me. You can't just take half. I'm your partner. Zog the Mora, Eitzi, Kolani, Tiufta. We ask all the kashas that we asked before. Zog Rashi, Hamamani, Acherim, Vashamish. All the questions that we asked before that you can force him to split. Vishoni, Kedeshaninon. And Rav Papa answered, like we answered before, that there's no Raya. Zog the Mora, Eitzveitz. Rav Huna asked him again from the question of Bnei Chabura that they allow to force someone out when it's Mona Yofois, when he is a glutton person that he eats a lot. Omale, and that Rav Papa answered, Hossam over there, it's no raya either. Why? Da amgile ki kalbina litkune zvicha. Over there, we only mishtat if you why in order to be misakin the carbon, that it should be any noise left over. But to eat more, about that, we were in mekabayu. Mashenke, me and you, we weren't mishtatif together as shutfin in order to eat together exactly the same amount. You're mekabal, me as a shutif, as a partner, a lunch partner, whatever I eat, I eat. So who says you can take now half of the rest of the food? And you're not entitled to take half the food. So the Gemara says, Eisve Siboilis. So Rav Huna asked him the question from Siboilis. Then over there we see that you can force him to split on a regular meal during the year. Zog the Gemara, Polaglei. So Rav Papa Take gave him his share and he gave him half the food that he wanted. meaning from Sibboilis, he brought a raya that you can enforce splitting. So we also, he wanted to have half the meal that he's entitled to. Ozal ore bade gavina. So Avuna ben Yehoshua, who only ate one at the time that took Rapapa to eat four, he said, you know what, I'm going to have my companionship meal together with whom? With Ravina. By the time it took Ravuna ben Yehoshua to eat one, ochel Ravina tamnia. He ate eight. So he said, you know what, I'd rather have Rapapa, because Rapapa only eats four. So Omar, he said, Meya poppy, v'lechad Ravina. I'd rather have 100 puppies and not one Ravina. Ravina eats eight rolls. By the time he eats me, to take one. So may I rather have a puppet back. Zogma ton rabonon. Hamemane acherim imoy al pischoy val chagigosoy. Moy shabiyod echulin. This is a new sugya. Zogti gomorra. Hamemane acherim imoy al pischoy. Zogti Rashi. If someone is memane acherim al pischoy, like we said before, I accepted other people on my current Pesach, val chagigosoy, or the chagiga is yudalit. Chagiga is brought in order to be a filler. To be, it should be ala soiva. If there's not a lot of meat, so is your memana acherim. Now, all the dinim of Pesach, you have to have menuyim, also are applicable to chagigas of Rashi. Al chagigos, chagigas yudalet, sha'afi bo l'chol ha-menuyim. So if your memana acherim, imoy with you. Al pischa wa chagigosoy, so moy shabi yodoy, meaning, I took money. Again, we see it's in money. I took money for you to join. Now that you joined the Karim Pesach and the chagiga, the moys become chulin. Because the kedusha of this moys that's meant for Pesach goes onto the Pesach, it's transferred. That's a pashtus. Moys shabi yodin chulin. Zogt Raji, moys shabi yodin shalok min anim din alolu chulin. Ken mefarash tam le kamei, sha'af al pish anim le kvah hikdish moysov. The guy that's joining was makdish his moys for Pesach. V'hemamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamam Simon Fajr Gemara is going to explain this. So the Moish Abiyodo, I become Chulin. Continues the Braisa. V'hamoicha Allah soy v'shlamov. A carbon oila is my personal carbon oila for my kapara. If I sell it to someone else, you need a kapara? Here, take, I'm selling you my carbon oila. So the din is, loy osav loy klum. There's no such thing as selling it. What about the money that the guy just spent on the carbon oila? Umois kol shein yiplu l'nadova. It goes to l'nadova. Zog Rashi, why? It's like a knas. Zog Rashi, amoicha oila soy lis kapibo achel. And I'm selling it to someone else. Mekaper chaper loyosa klum. The ena oila kreva el l'shem bailim arishonim. An oila can only be brought for the original bailim. What do you do with the money that was given? Umois kol shehein. Kol shehein. What does kol shehein mean? Kol shehein means kol ma shekibol mina oila. Whatever he made from the oila and the shlomim. Vafilu yoisak de man. Let's say it was worth $1,000 and he sold it for $1,100 more than what it's worth. Afilu yoisak de man. Yiplu amoyz le nidvas tzibur. The money goes for the nedava. The shayfrois shayim in mikdash. The kupas that were in the mikdash shayim akivin man oilos that they used to bring a carbon oil from. The ketsam mizbeach that the mizbeach should always have carbonas being brought on them. Ula kamei porich. The Gemara is going to ask ma'achda le'osav le'klum. If it's not valid what he did, so amay yiplu demel nedava. If it's not valid, it's null and void. If it's null and void, the money should go back to me. So why is it going to back to the nedava? The Gemara is going to say knas. So zok the Gemara again, hamoicha losav shlomav loyosav loyklum. Umois kol shein yiplu nedava. Frek the Gemara, chima acha de loyosav loyklum. If you tell me it's not valid what he did, so mois amay yiplu nedava, why does it go for ketz amizbeach? Omarova knosa, it's a knas. Zok drashi, konsu rabonon lekoina. You can't say the person that paid money for this. De loylikni zim nachita. Don't do this again. Don't acquire someone else's oilus and shlomim. You cause your own loss to come to yourself. You weren't supposed to buy someone else's kapora. The moicha wasn't posha, the koina was posha. Hilkach mois of nedova, the mois go nedova. The achber, the mouse is not the ganav. The hole is the ganav that they let the mouse in. Same thing over here. It's not the moich, it's the koina. So the Gemara said, the reason why it's the nedava, knosa. Zog the Gemara, umay kol shein. What does it mean, kol shein? Kol shein, we explain, means anything. So we explain, it means even more than the value. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Umay kol shein. Afakav to have a shovel albo, even if the oil is only worth four. V'yovelei chamish, and he gave overpaid and he gave five. Afila by Yisega, Nami Katsin Rabbonon. They canceled even the additional money that he gave. So Rashi, Afagav the Shavya above, Yavale, hey, Loy Omar, Ishtakach the Matona Baalmu, the Yoivle. It's on a Matona. Veloy, Likna say, maybe on the Matona, don't give him a kras. Komashlon, this part we don't look at as Matona, but it's also called a Mekira and a Sina for Kapora, for oil, which can't be done. So we canceled even the additional money. We'll stop over here. Omar Ula, the Gemara continues.